Hello,
I'm Anna.
I'm Gabby.
And today we're here to talk to our friends and our family members and our community members and essentially our generation and generations to come. We wanted to talk about George Floyd, who died on Monday, who was murdered by Derek Chauvin. Many people have seen the video. Many people have chosen not to see the video. But regardless, this incident happened, and it is sparking outcry across our country. And it's really, really now sitting with everyone that everyone needs to be talking about race all the time and, like, consistently talk about it. And we need to acknowledge how it infiltrates every single aspect of our lives. Currently, like, this is just for logistical purposes, is, you know, stating that the officer was arrested and charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter on Friday afternoon. And I'm still unsure of where the other three officers are. So in terms of getting justice, that is currently what has been done so far, like justice, you know what I mean? And I use that quote, like, loosely. But yeah, I wanted to talk to directly to my generation. And my generation is, I'm on the cusp of both. I'm a young millennial, but older Gen Z. I'm technically in the bracket of the oldest Gen Z. So I'm just talking to our generation because our generation really understands. And so our generation is getting, now needs to act, you know, because our generations in the past didn't act before. So it is our responsibility. It is our work. As a woman of color, I constantly work every single day to educate someone else in any manner and any form. And people of color are really, really tired, and understandably so. And you should do your part to do your research, but know the work will never end. The work will never stop. And you need to keep doing the work every single day and keep fighting, because the people who lost their lives to police brutality, like, fight every single, like, fought until their last moment. And we need to also do the same. We need to work for justice. And it's unfortunate, as justice we believe is kind of a natural right as humans. So we expect that to be something that everyone understands is equal and everyone deserves, but that's not the case. And people don't believe that. And justice is under a system that is not helping it get anything done. And we need to keep ensuring that things have solutions and things come out of it. And destruction is necessary for rebirth and reconstruction. You can't construct on a foundation that's crumbling. So it really hit me when it was like, our old life is completely gone. It's completely gone, completely, completely, completely gone. And it will never come back. And our generation understands very much, because we've been exposed to it. People who have attended either university or even on Reddit, on Twitter, on social media, because we have these forms of communication, people are understanding what systemic racism is, what racial violence is. People are understanding, and they have access to the information, and our generation knows better. Our generation knows that we need to be respectful of others. I can't sit here and say racism will end, because it is just so deeply rooted in every single aspect of international relations, and especially in America's domestic relations. It's just so deeply rooted. And this isn't me saying racism is over. This is me saying, like, we just, I don't know where I was going with that. It's just, it's not that racism is over, because racism impacts every single aspect of our lives and that are so deeply rooted. It's about respecting others and understanding everyone deserves a livable wage. Everyone deserves to walk in the streets and feel safe. Everyone deserves to not die because of their race. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the simplest form it is. This isn't your politics. This isn't about how you feel about Black people, how you feel about other races. This is about, you do not kill someone in broad daylight. You know, and it's unfortunate that our nation is now really, really shooken up, because we're going not only through a pandemic where racism and police brutality have no place to be currently because of the state of the world, but it still very much is. And I have no idea. I have no idea. Like, I'm still a lot of process, like, still decolonizing my mind. And it's going to be really hard for other people to decolonize their mind. But it's just like, you got to put the work in it. And you got to understand that every single human lives and has a right to live. And you do not have a right to take their life away. Especially in a manner that is so brutal, so cruel, and so public, and so humiliating, and so horrible. And consistently, I don't know, it's just like the consistency of police brutality is like what is really trying to be honed in here, is that it's just our generation knows better and our generation will do better. And forget the older people. They are not wired the way we are. They're not in this society. They're not living. They're not young in this society. You know, they've lived their lives. They had their children. They did what they could do. And they just don't understand. Like, just our generation does understand. So I think that's why we're here to put the work in, and we're here to keep going and understand that everyone has a right to a beautiful life, and we need to help in every single manner if you want to continue living in this country.
It just, the idea that people are put in a position of power and, you know, have so much power, where if I was thinking, I was like, what were the bystanders doing? You know, you must feel like you have no control in anything, and you watch that happening, and like, what do you, like, it's like, what, like, I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, okay, what if everyone watched it, like, stormed at the cop and like pushed them off so he could like get up, you know what I mean? It's like, just like the littlest actions, like the littlest actions could have just like made him live, like, but like, but then you think, it's like, oh shoot, then after you touch a police officer, they have the right to do anything to you. Like, so it's just like, what would you even do, you know? Because these people are supported by the law, you know, in the moment. It's like, it's taken to court. It's not even in the present moment. In the present moment, they have the right to do anything. And then, like, they can kill anyone. And then it's like, oh, the consequences is how they're affected. They're not affected with the present moment because they have all the gear of protection. They have the right, and they're wearing justice on their head. And it's like, what? That doesn't make sense, you know? And how are we supposed to live in a society where we should look up to these people to protect, then what is the meaning of protection now?
Yeah, that's very well put, Gabby. Very well put. It's just, it's hard to plead for police reformation and like plead for that, because the foundation of our police society and our police state was founded on, you know, slave patrols. So it's like so hard to be like, oh yeah, this shouldn't happen, but it's what it was created on, you know what I mean? So like, how we need to completely just utterly dismantle, and it's hard, it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to happen in a day or night, and you're not going to have all the answers, and not everything is going to be perfect again. It's just like, you know that change is needed, and change is needed as soon as possible. And our human race is so highly intelligent that we should be innovating as fast as we can. And people should be donating as much as they can. And people should be protesting again. We need to remind ourselves that the government works for the people. And if that's what they want you to believe, and that's what's written in a constitution that they are trying to uphold, then yeah, the government works for you. And you need to remind yourself that. And we need to remind ourselves we have so much more power than they think we do. And that they work for us. Consumerism works for you. You know, the government works for you. Everything works for you because you are the thing that moves the world. So we need to start moving a lot quicker and in the direction where a society is much more equitable and much more understanding and respectful of another human and another human's life and another human's natural rights. You know, if we want to hold ourselves so highly up as Americans, as a first world country, we shouldn't be doing this. And it's so easy. It's so easy to point those fingers. But I think in this time, instead of, we should just be donating everything we can, and like to these families, to the people that need to be bailed out right now in the protestings, people who need food right now during this epidemic. We need to just completely just turn off the internet and go to the people, go to where you can, go where you can. And if you can't go anywhere, you need to do something. People can't, people in our generation can't sit still. you know, we need to do something, and anyone can contribute one small thing. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, but it's not going to get easy. And I think that's, it's just a harsh, harsh, terrible reality that we live and that people are fearful for. And we don't want that. Older people might want that. Older people might not care. The people who are willing to disagree with you that are in our generation and younger, let them, you know what I mean? Turn your back to them and focus on the people you want to help, because we should not be killing each other. We have so much more power. And I think our human race, like, it's really underestimating that.
Yeah.
And just unfortunate, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, Black people were here and they were enslaved. You know, this country, if anyone tries to argue, no one knows, owes anyone anything, that's a complete lie. Like, you owe these people a quality of life. And it's just simple. It's so simple. A quality of life should not be something that should be fought and died for. You know what I mean? Like, especially in a first world country. I don't know. That's utopian, and that's, it's very utopian. I think in a very utopian perspective, because I know our human race is capable of it. And that's the thing. Why hasn't it been done? And I'm doing what I can, and people are doing what they can. And again, sometimes what all we can do is talk. You know, and that's the first, you know, what
use your voice and be sound machines. Yeah.
Be your sound machine for whatever you want it to be, but make sure that it's productive and it's being heard and you're talking about it. There's nothing wrong with talking. It's the only way humans know how to communicate what's going on. So talk and use your words and talk to people, talk to families.
Practice each time, because it's the first time is going to be the hardest. It's hard to talk to your family about this. I mean, as a white person, you don't want to, I don't want to misrepresent the Black community. You know, it's like being careful with the words, but then also trying to get the point across to other white family members.
It's just the point that people should not be dying. That's it. It's just... Yeah. At the point, this is bigger than you, and this is bigger than I, and this is bigger than your beliefs. We don't kill people. We don't, and we should not. And it's absolutely disgusting, and it shows the absolute worst side of our species, of our kind, you know. And when our kind is also able to do so much great, it's just, it's so hard. And it's like, again, I am utopian. Yeah, I'd like to. It's so easy, and I sit here privileged, pointing a finger, but. It's, you just still need to talk. Someone needs to say something. Someone needs to be like, hey, get it together. We need to keep going. We need to move forward. We need to completely, completely restructure our society. And it's so, so hard. And people don't even know what that looks like. And I can't even give you a picture of what I look like, because I'm not perfect and no one else is. And our society won't be perfect either, but it can be so fucking better than where it is now. And so this is a message to our generation, because our generation has been the one with the most access, with the most knowledge, and also younger generations like Gen Z and the generations to come. Obviously, those generations will be plagued with their own sets of groups of people that will carry on the older philosophy and the older, you know, intense racism. There will be those people, but it's going to be hopefully a lot less and a lot less violent than the people that are currently right now in our governments, on the media, currently anti-protesting, the protesters. You know, it's just keep going, keep donating, keep doing what you can do. And understand that this is psychologically going to mess us up so much more than we think. This epidemic is going to really, really mess us up. And Black people are already extremely messed up psychologically from years and years and years of all of this oppression and their history being erased when they were brought to our country and their constant consumption of Black culture, yet people hate Black people. You know what I mean? So they have a lot of psychological healing to do as well. And our nation does. We have a lot of historical amnesia to get through and a lot of psychological manners of rewiring, so we can understand every human has a right to live and every human deserves an equitable and healthy life in any manner we can give them. It's not perfect, but we can do it. I don't know. I just really do think humans are really, really intelligent and they're able to do so. If we're able to go to the moon, we can solve racism. We can not allow people to starve in a first world country.
Solving racism, that means like almost getting inside other people's heads and doing psychological rewiring.
Black conscious movement, as you know, studied by a lot of the black conscious movements of Steve Biko and the people in South Africa during the apartheid state that experienced one of the most intense psychological experiments ever created in a society. They constantly talk about the psychology put on black people and how their souls and their minds are constantly wired to be brought down and to, because it's just that's the manner in which people were able to control them and able to use their labor. And I can't imagine, because again, I'm not a black person and it's so hard, but every single person needs to speak. Every single person needs to talk and stop and be like, hey, let's talk about this. It's simple, but not simple. It's just, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain half the words that I'm saying. I'm just trying to tell people and people our generation, we're not going to kill people anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I hope we don't. I hope we don't. I really hope we don't. I hope our generation just doesn't do that. And like, it's just hard. It's really, really hard. It's hard when you have a flawed system, flawed justice, flawed presidency, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we have the power and we're going to do it. It's not going to be overnight, but it's going to be, we're going to do that. And we're going to all help each other psychologically dewire from these fucked up concepts we have. And we will slowly, this isn't about solving. This isn't about sitting around in a fire singing Kumbaya, because not all humans are capable of that. Humans are still very evil and very anti other humans, you know, and for all other psychological reasons and societal reasons. But we can't sing Kumbaya, but we can't also kill each other. You know what I mean? So it's like, just live. We need to coexist and we need to have a society, because I'm talking and I'm going to be the person with kids in 30 years from now. You know what I mean? I'm going to be talking. I'm going to be the one with investments in the economy. You know, if that even exists 30 years from now. We are the generation that's going to be our parents, and we know we're not going to set it up in a way that's going to leave it destroy the way we're experiencing it now. I don't know. I hope our society rises from the ashes. But if it doesn't, then humankind is completely doomed. You're completely doomed, and we all know it. And so it's either you accept your fate or you understand that you can rewrite it. We created everything. We created race. We can sure as hell deconstruct it, or we can create a new manner in which to address it. You know, like we can create. The whole world is constructed, every single thing around you is constructed by man, besides nature, and it's more in its most pure essence. You know, if man can do all that, man can also create good. And so it's a positive note I want to end off on, but also a one that's filled with confusion, one just as everyone else, one that's filled with a lot of pain, a lot of anger, a lot of sadness, a lot of resentment, a lot of psychological dewiring still left to be done.
That was beautifully put, Anna.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
I'm glad you found all the right words to say it.
Again, the reason why we're doing this is because we discuss how important discourse is. Like, discourse is what leads to racial violence. Like, discourse is so important. Not talking about other human beings in a manner where you think you are above them just means a lot. Like, not making these jokes, not you know, constantly like posting things on, just keeping things as a hashtag and not doing anything about it. Like, your discourse matters so much. Your discourse matters so much. And so just keep talking to each other. And in this time where you're filled with so much righteous anger, it's just so hard. Just keep talking.
Just respect people's experiences too, you know, just like respect that they're telling, like if they, it's a lot of emotional heaviness to speak words of experience of things that you've gone through. And if someone is telling you, listen, do your research and listen, because it's not their job to explain to them their whole lives and why they feel like this. It's not their job, but like, do your research and look up other people's experiences so you understand why there's so much like deep rooted pain.
It really fucks you up. It fucks you up to see people die on your phone. It's a lot to do, a lot of healing, And I think at this point, it's also important to, like, you need to stop and you need to take a day for yourself. I took an entire week crying, just crying and crying and crying and doing as much as I could to just let everything out, because I thought my brain was going to explode. And yeah.
Yeah. And like, as a white person, you may not realize, like, the littlest things are don't seem like they affect a reality, but it's really prominent in people's of color's lives. Like, and just having a police officer just like zoom past you, that exhibits a lot more anxiety into a person of color versus a white person. Yes, I can't even imagine, because I literally get anxiety when a cop pulls me over, when something happens, because it's just nerve-wracking, you know. But I can't even imagine the feeling of a person of color, and you just have to trust their experience, and just that's all I can really say, and just know that, like, little things that we don't feel viscerally, they feel it, and it everyday life is a lot, it feels a lot different to them than it feels to us. Mm-hmm. So just be aware, be sensitive, be empathetic.
The empathy. That's beautiful, Gabby. It's the empathy. I think humans just, we need to reevaluate our empathy that we have for each other. We won't survive if we don't do that. We're a very social species. We will not survive if we just completely dissolve.
Yeah, and I don't know. And it's easy to feel pity at first, but feel power from that. Feel the pity with power. That's what you have to do. I mean, it's hard. Like, I'm obviously crying, and you know, and it's a lot. It's a lot to rethink and go over and talk about. But I don't. Each time you'll find the words easier. Maybe it's harder because you're reliving it more. I don't know, honestly. But just talk about it.
And I think we also need to remind ourselves there are a lot of policemen, a lot of government that do believe in us and do believe in the population and want to help. And there are some people out there. And as the National Guard rolls into Minneapolis, this was taken from someone who was a former Marine. You do not need to follow orders to shoot civilians. You know, property damage does not warrant the death penalty. And you need to stand up against your fellow officers and soldiers on this.
Mm-hmm.
You need to policemen that are currently out there, who knows if they might be listening, but if you're out there, know these people are not against you. They don't want to hurt you. You are the one with thousands of dollars of equipment to protect yourself. These are people just in bandanas and masks, just begging for other people to be alive, for you not to kill them. And so understand they're not against you as an individual, they're really against the system that you're working for.
You know, I like what you said. I definitely think that something like cops, I know it's like, they don't, they, I don't know if they act on instinct, but.
Well, they act on orders usually.
By not taking orders, and I hope they tap into their logical, empathetic mind. Like, I know, I don't know, it's like you're taught to follow these orders, so almost your instincts become those orders, so then it's probably hard to distinguish between a human and empathy, and like, what should I actually be doing if I was a human versus like, no, I am the law, bro, like, they did this, you have to be repercussioned with this. Mm-hmm. and it's like, mm-hmm. I don't know what that training looks like. It's like,
I think this is also very, me and Gabby are very, very big on education. It's one of the subjects we're very extremely passionate about. And I think the Reformation, if there's going to be any Reformation, it's going to start from the education level, from police academies, from whoever is leading the future officers of our nation. Those entire education systems need to be completely revamped, include history courses, include all of it. We want transparency in the way our police forces are educated. You know what I mean? Because that's what everyone will say. You know, people who have cop parents, they'll be like, oh, this, like, no, it's just the police forces. Like, I understand that, but like, there's issues with the education they're receiving, or they're not receiving enough, or they're not refreshing it every year. So it's just, we need to get down to education. We need to just talk and listen. And police officers just like, really, really understand the law you're working with. And if you do not need to shoot an innocent civilian, don't. Just don't. Like, we are human. just because you wear a badge does not mean you are not human. You know what I mean? And does not mean other people that don't wear that badge are not human as well and are not valid. You just have to, it's really, really, really difficult. It's really, really difficult. But that's what we wanted to say is that.
I mean, we should also address how the media and how the fact that the only way we could understand these things is through the media and the sources, how they're telling to us is really interesting. Like, I was just really interested in oh, I know the Barclay Center. There's a lot going on right there right now. So I just looked up Barclay burned. So I heard that there's burning. And it's mayhem in Brooklyn. Protests over George Floyd killing takes a chaotic turn. It's villainizing these people. And I don't know. It's just headlines. And the way it's structured, it changes the whole story. And we're not looking at facts. We're not looking at history right now. We're looking at the way people are interpreting and getting their bias in these articles and in all these pictures. So be aware of how the media portrays this.
I agree, but I think it is really wonderful. I've seen a lot of photos and videos of white people standing in a line in between the cops and in between people of color. That is a perfect example of how to use your white body that you physically are protected by just because the color.
Yeah.
Use it. There is a space for white people in this, and they need to act and they need to do what they can do in that space that they can provide in. You know what I mean? They aren't going to be the saviors, because I don't think so. I think it's just human race is going to be the savior as itself. I don't know how to explain it. There's no savior, but there is no savior. Only Jesus Christ. So it's just humans stop killing other humans. And that's,
yeah, we already all have this natural disease and all this stuff that's going on that's so natural in the world. Is evil natural too? And that's another form of death. Another cause of death is evil.
Yeah. We can do better. We can just do better. We can just do simply better. That's it. The old world is dead. We're trying to create the new one. And-